It is a period of transition. I've just written a book on policing in England and Wales in 12 years. People said nothing ever happened in policing in 12 years. It was 19th century, policemen plod walking. And then 1945, it wasn't policemen on the seat, they were driving cars. But no. The interwar period is when, in fact, cars came in. A few hundred thousand cars in 1920, a million in 1930. 7,000 or 8,000 people are dying a year, more than 7,000 a year, killed by cars in 1930, and 31 and 32, and a quarter million, 250,000 injuries. And that's from a million cars. And you've got all sorts of things. If you've got cars, you've got criminals who can take cars, who can do a smash grab. The police, therefore, have to become equipped. They've got to deal with normal traffic problems. None of your lighting systems and processing systems existed. You have to introduce that. You have to have the criminals, you have to have flying squads. If you have flying squads, you have to have control rooms. Sorry, two-way systems, then you have to have control rooms. And to have control rooms, you've got to have a telegraphic communications. So the real problem is that policing had to change. But then, so in many respects, life is changing. The nature of life, what people do, is changing. Can I also suggest that there are, in the interwar years, two or three major themes that dominate it? The very famous historian A.J.P. Taylor actually said that the two dominating themes for him in the interwar years were the general strike in 1926 and the Spanish Civil War.